Want to know a secret? The best way to get something when it's not your birthday or Christmas from our parents is to prove to them that we understand the value of a dollar. And the number one way to do that is telling our parents about shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon button on LittleFellaRadio.com. It's that easy. Your parents would be so pleased to know that you've learned the value of not just a dollar, but the value of saving a dollar. And when you shop Amazon through LittleFellaRadio.com, it helps support this show. So do it. And tell me what you got. I may want to tell my parents. AJ back to say thank you before the show starts. Thank you for downloading, listening, and telling your friends about LittleFellaRadio.com. And now, here is an all-new show. Everybody to Little Fella Radio for July 11, 2014. I am your host, AJ. Little Fella Radio is on Facebook, so give us a like at facebook.com/littlefellaradio. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/littlefellaradio or at Little Fella Radio. Today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. I know we may just be teens, but Amazon is the coolest place for everything we need. Our parents won't freak out so much if they knew how we could save them money. So when you hear your parents complaining about how much stuff costs, tell them to shop Amazon through littlefellaradio.com. And they can save money. They offer to pick up the package the next day when it's delivered. But if your parents don't think the package comes the next day, it's most likely because they don't have Amazon Prime with free two-day shipping. So get them to sign up for that. Impress your parents with your knowledge on saving them money when you tell them to shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon button on littlefellaradio.com. And tell your friends about it. Jesus Christ, there it is again for the second time in a row. Woo! Yay! Oh, God. That is the longest opening for Amazon I've ever heard, besides the commercials, which I don't even think is that long. Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Little Fella Radio. I know we weren't here last week because it was 4th of July and we wanted everyone to enjoy themselves instead of listening to us babble on for half an hour. 45 minutes, however long the show is. So some of you guys may have known, some of you haven't, because you don't read our Facebook page, or you don't follow us on Twitter, hint, hint, that Sydney is not with us today. Yeah, she went to Disneyland and wasn't able to come back in time to join us, so... To replace her, we have probably the best person that we could possibly have on this show. The wonderful Mr. Host of his own radio show, the Big Daddy Blaze himself, Corey Blaze.
Hello, little fella.
Hello. Welcome to Little Fella Radio.
You know what? This is really cool. I know we share a studio, but I swear it seems like the studio has shrunk.
What?
It's like the studio is smaller. I'm not used to being on this side of the console. This is weird.
Yeah, I'm in charge here. I get the main seat. You get the second in charge.
Yeah, this is weird. It's like the studio is half the size it is when I do my show.
That's weird.
I know, but I'm happy to be here. I know I'm not a cute-faced little girl. like Sydney is, but I am, I'm happy to be here on your show, man. This is great. Little Fella season two.
Yes.
Even the microphones are smaller. I know. You got the Ustream feed going on and all this other crazy stuff, man. This is awesome.
We've upgraded.
You have upgraded.
Website's upgraded. We have more pages that people can follow us on, yet nobody seems to follow us.
Yeah, what's up with that? I was kind of like peeking out your Twitter followers. So you know what? I'm going to have to tweet out on my Twitter that people need to get over there and follow Little Fella Radio. And yeah, people need to get out there and like you guys on Facebook as well, right?
Yeah.
All needs to happen. Get on it, people.
Get on it.
Yeah, we'll have to mention that on the Fat Guy Radio Show tomorrow, which I will be back. Can I spend any more time in this studio? Good night. But I'm happy to be here, though. It's going to be fun. right?
Yes.
I tweeted out on my Twitter earlier today. I said, I'm going to make a special guest appearance on Little Fella Radio.
Well, you just spoiled the surprise.
Was it supposed to be a surprise?
It was supposed to be a surprise. You could have said that you were going to be a special guest on a show tonight.
On a show?
Yes, and if anyone would have been smart, and if they listened to the show, they would have realized, oh, hey, it's a Friday. Little Fella Radio is on tonight. Or, oh, hey, let me check the Little Fella page to see what's going on tonight.
True, but you do realize that people that follow me on Twitter aren't that smart. They're not.
That's an insult. You might have just made me lose at least 50
no,
people.
No, you didn't lose 50 people. I promise you. We'll see. I'll put it out there. And the people that do follow me, I love them to death. They're a lot of fun. A lot of Gavin DeGraw fans, and I've got some really big news on my show tomorrow about Twitter, so it's going to be kind of cool. I know my show isn't Little Fella approved, but it's not. No, it's not Little Fella approved, so little people don't listen to Fat Guy Radio Show, but yeah, man, I'm good. We're going to have to get that Twitter count up, though, and get that Facebook like up. So all your friends and family and everybody at the top that's listening to the show, they need to get out there and spread the word a little bit about Little Fella Radio.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Real quick, I want to give a shout out to my mom.
Yes. Hi, Mom.
She's probably listening right now. So if you are, hi. Love you.
Aw, that's great. Yes, little fella loves you.
And Janae, you probably are listening too. So if you are, hi. If you're not, you better be.
That's great. See, I got the soundboard over here so I can play all the sounds. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
All right, good, man. Well, I'm happy to be here, and thank you for inviting me. You, your people, your little fella office called the Fat Guy Radio Show offices. Basically, it's the same person talking to themselves. And they were like, hey, can we book the one, the only Corey Blaze to be on Little Fella Radio? And after my producer, Philippia, said no, I told him, I said, I will do it. And that's where I am. And I haven't even made any appearance on any of the other BDB Radio Network shows this year.
Mm-hmm.
So you're the first. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it great?
Mm-hmm.
I know, right? I'll do anybody else's show but yours.
You'll do everybody else's. You'll do anybody else's show but mine.
No, did I say that backwards?
Yes, she said it backwards.
I'm sorry, I'm a little lethargic. Y'all do y'all show late. This is a late show. Shouldn't you be in bed?
No, it's summer.
Oh.
I go to bed whenever my eyes feel like they can't stay open anymore.
Man, I used to remember being that young. Now I'd be ready to hightail it to bed at 9, 8, 4.
4?
Yeah, I'm old.
I'm going to go with 4 a.m.
4 a.m.? How late did you stay up last night? Be honest.
2:33.
2:33 o'clock?
Hey, I was having fun.
I guess so. I can only guess what you were doing. Let me guess. You were filing your taxes.
No, I was actually. No.
All right, let me guess again. Let me have another guess. You were mowing the lawn.
At 2 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what you do at 2 o'clock in the morning. When I'm up at 2 o'clock in the morning, it's most likely going to require me to go to church and ask myself for forgiveness the next day. Let me see. You were helping your mom clean.
No.
All right, I give up.
I was.
this is gonna be a good one here.
I was okay, cause I'm a huge fan of the anime Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z.
And I was watching videos on YouTube, and it got me thinking that all the powers that they use and everything,
yeah,
that it could possibly be real. So I looked it up on Google, and I literally went out back and tried all the spiritual stuff that you use to try to use it.
What?
I was out back trying to learn how to do that.
Why?
Because I want to learn how to do it. That would be so awesome to shoot a blast through 13 walls.
So you were trying a cartoon. You were
But it's real. I looked it up on YouTube. I've seen people actually do stuff like it. But the problem is I need like taekwondo or karate or something
What kind of stuff were you trying to do?
Just the basics. At least get it to appear out of my hands.
Why?
Because.
Okay, so you would go. What? Okay, explain to me what you did. What would you actually do? Walk me through something that you would actually do.
Why are you making fun of me?
I'm not making fun of you, but it's you're trying to make something fly out of your hand, like through telekinesis, or
it's not telekinesis. It's called ki or chi or whatever else you want to call
it. I use keys to get into places.
Key. It's spelled K-I. Or chi, C-H-I.
That's T.
No, it's not.
Okay, so what is the key chi that you were practicing in the backyard?
It's just, spiritual energy inside of you that our brains, that humans have not exactly tapped into yet.
Really?
Yes, and I was trying to be one of the few that can tap into it.
So it's real?
It's real.
And you were trying to tap into it somehow?
Yes, but I need to spend years to learn how to at least get it to appear.
Why does this seem so weird to me?
I don't know, but I was seriously doing that. I was trying to make it form. Yeah. I swear that I saw a little blue mist come out of my hand at one point. At one point.
But no, there's no way!
I need to take, like, Qui-Con, whatever it's called.
It's Taekwondo. Called Toyota.
You need to take
Toyota and Honda.
I had to do, like, Taekwondo or Tai Chi to be able to form, to, like, relax myself and be able to do this.
So you have to be, like...
Relax. Empty your mind and relax. But I actually got one part down where I imagined it flowing through my body and transferred it to my hand. And it said that if your hand started burning or tingling, that you have successfully transferred your key inside from your body into your hand. So I got the first step down.
Okay.
And the second step, it kind of was quick. It expected you to be able to do it like... It expected you to do it instantly, like learn how to get it to do it instantly.
Okay.
That it told you how to get it to your hand, and then it instantly tried to get you to form a ball, like a little spiritual ball.
And this is all from a cartoon, Dragon Ball Z.
Well, it's not exactly from a cartoon, but most people try to do it from... It's not a cartoon. It's an anime.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anime. I don't know what... Animation in anime, isn't that just a short word for animation?
No.
Which is...
It's a short word for Japanimation.
Japanimation.
It's an animation made in Japan, which makes it a lot better. Because those Japanese people know how to make great animations.
God. Jesus. Okay, I guess so. As you told me, it's still a cartoon. It's a cartoon,
no,
bro.
No, it's not.
It's a cartoon.
It's life.
It's still a cartoon. It's life.
SpongeBob would not compare to it. Anyone who watches SpongeBob would get rid of it if they ever watched this cartoon.
It's still a cartoon.
Not cartoon. You got me saying it's a cartoon.
Because the truth comes
out. It's not a cartoon. It's a Japanimation.
Uh-huh. It's a Japanimation.
It's the best Japanimation out there.
Okay, so what if there's a guy that's in America that is of Japanese descent that draws it? Is it still a Japanimation or can it become a cartoon?
If it is created in Japan and he is continuing it, then it is a Japanimation. But... There are different versions. The actual version is from the recently deceased Akira Toriyama.
Oh, good Lord. You are getting deeper than I ever expected to go. It's from the
Akira Toriyama. He's the Akira Toyota. He is the creator of it.
You know, back when he was smaller, he'd laugh at these jokes a lot easier. Now I just get the little, ha, 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 ha. Stupid old man. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. All right, you won that one. Okay, so your Japanimation. Okay, and it was Akira Toyota?
Akira Toriyama.
Good God, do you even know how to spell that?
Yes, Akira Toriyama.
How many letters are in Iyama? That's not right. That's not right. Don't think I was going to let that slip. It is O-K-C-U-W-Z-Z-Jama.
Was that a racist slur?
No, that wasn't a racist slur. I'm not Anthea Cumia.
What?
Sorry. A little too deep for the show. My bad. All right. So Akira Toyota is
Akira Toriyama.
Akira. That sounds like something I should have ordered at the Japanese restaurant yesterday.
Racist slur.
Was it?
Yes.
You said Japanese people a few minutes ago. How is that not a racist slur?
Because I was congratulating them.
Can you get sued for because you're small? They'll probably just sue the network. Yeah, there you go. Why not? You just go back to school. Don't worry about it at all.
No, because then my show will probably be off the air.
That's probably so.
Yep.
Yeah, we're not on the air. We're on the internet. Okay, so
whatever.
Acura Toyota invented Japanimations.
Japanimation, yes.
Japanimation.
Yes.
What is it? Japanimation?
Japanimation.
Japanimation.
Yes.
Okay. Continue.
Japanimations are great. Akira Toriyama created Dragon Ball Z. He also created a crappier version called Naruto, which is probably a bad excuse. I mean, it's okay.
Okay.
But it's not the greatest. And then there's a bunch of other Japanimations that I'm not exactly friends with.
What makes Japanimation different from U.S. animation? And I'm sorry, I happen to be in America, and I strongly believe that animation trumps Japanimation.
Animations are stupid compared to Japanimations because Japanimations are actually smarter, cooler, and funnier.
But animations are made by Americans.
Not all of them.
So
hence the name Japanimation.
I understand Japanimation, but I don't know about you, but I love Los Estados Unidos, America here.
What?
And Japan. Let me tell you a little story. Let me speak to these little people just for a second. This is Corey Blaze. I host another show on this network. But one thing that makes this land great is the fact that we have our own computers that draw. We can make our own little cartoons move. Have you heard of a cartoon called, you know, SpongeBob? Or maybe Bugs Bunny? Or even further back, just in case there's some adults listening, Looney Tunes.
Dragon Ball Z poops on all of them.
Well, I guess he made his point on that, folks. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back. Good night. I'm shocked that you are a huge fans of Japanimation versus animation.
Japanimations are better, though. They're more actiony. They have more excitement in them than SpongeBob. He goes out on an adventure and it ends in something stupid. Japanimations have, like, real life. Like, not real life, I mean. Oh, it can be real life, considering that people are actually able to do the stuff that they are able to do.
Okay.
But, like, I don't think evil tyrants are going to come and destroy planet after planet, but...
I would hope not, because I kind of live on this planet, and I'm kind of liking it.
The Earth is the main planet in it. They're always trying to protect the Earth.
Okay.
It's not like Power Rangers or anything like that. It's way better.
I'm going to have to search. I'm going to have to look at some of this Japanimation created by Akira Toyota, because this is...
How dare you make fun of the wonderful name of the person who died on July 5th. Of 2014.
He just died?
Yes.
I didn't know that. You want to know?
He just died after he made his last movie.
Right. You want to know why I don't know that he died?
Why?
Because he was not American.
He was an American celebrity.
An American celebrity to who?
Everybody who enjoys Japanimation.
I guess so. Good Lord. All right. Well, I'm sorry he passed away. Safe home, Acura Toyota.
I'm not even going to respond to that.
All right, I'm sorry.
You're so evil.
I apologize. It's what I do.
Whatever.
No, whatever. He's 12. He's 14, 13. 12. How old are you again?
I'm 14.
48.
Where did you get 48 from?
He's 48.
No. If you turn that age, if you flip that age backwards, you get your age.
I am 84 years old.
You heard it here, folks. He's trying to regain his youth.
I am. I'm trying to regain my youth. Here's the truth will come out now. I asked to be on Little Fella Radio because I was tired of sitting around D-Tay and Jake. They're old. They're old.
Watch them quit. Okay, folks. Well, we are going to take a short little break, and we will be back with you guys right after these messages. Yeah.
Hey there, sports fans. I'm Corey Blaze.
And I'm Jake Woods. We host a show on BDB Radio Network called Fat Guy Radio Show.
Maybe you've heard of it, but let the record show. I'm the fat guy.
No, dude, I'm thinking of what to say right here.
What the hell? We hit the record
button.
Well,
I mean, it doesn't hurt to record.
I thought you rewrote it.
I kind of did, but like, I'm still like, once you edit it, it'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, my ass has got to sit over there for, see, you're making me go into show mode, and I'm not going to do it. You're not going to bait me into it.
I'm not, okay.
It's just me and you, Jake, it's just me and you here in the studio. You do realize that, right?
Check out Fat Guy Radio Show every Saturday at 4 p.m. on fatguyradioshow.com.
Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network. Take 47.
Sort of is.
Okay. Okay. Welcome back, folks, to Little Fella Radio. I am sorry.
That shouldn't have worked.
I'm sorry for what just happened. We got a new producer.
He's not anymore.
He kind of just screwed everything up right there.
Yeah, why'd you play my promo, boob?
Maybe because you paid him to do it?
Probably so. Not anymore. Hey, I hope you enjoyed your first and last day at the BDB Radio Network. See ya. Sorry. All right. We're back. I'm sorry.
Oh, wait.
It's your show. Why am I welcoming your audience back? Welcome back to Little Fella Radio with...
He's in host mode right now.
I can't help it. It's built inside of me.
Okay. Welcome back to Little Fella Radio, where he does not control what goes on around here. Only he created this, but...
Yes, I did.
He still doesn't own it. So...
Yeah. I'm sorry. All right, we're back.
Okay. Real quick question.
Yes.
Do you have one of the weirdest fears that most people don't have?
Do I have one of the weirdest fears that most people don't have?
Mm-hmm.
I think I have a normal fear.
Which is?
And there's not many things that I'm fearful of because, you know, I'm Superman.
Uh-huh.
I used to work when he was little or didn't work anymore.
I have some kryptonite in my pocket. You want a bite?
No, thank you. I think I have one. I have one of the normalest fears, and I don't even think I've revealed this on my own show.
Spell it.
But I have a tremendous fear of bugs.
Such as?
My ultimate fear: crickets. I hate crickets. Why is that funny? Why is it?
Because crickets are the nicest bugs you will ever meet.
Crickets are disgusting. They hop. They're huge. They're brown. They rub their legs together. They make noise and they keep me up all night. I hate crickets.
Then close your window and door.
I do. They get inside the house and they find little crevices that they hide in and they scrub their little legs together and they... No. No. I hate crickets, grasshoppers. I don't like bugs. Anything that flies, I don't. I don't even think I've ever mentioned that on my own show.
Wow.
And that's my fear. I don't have a fear of water. I don't have a fear of heights. I don't have a fear of flying. I don't have any crazy. My only fear is bugs.
I don't know why I'm laughing at your fear because I have a stupid fear. Well, the story behind it will make it not so stupid.
Okay, what is your stupid fear?
I have multiple. One of my stupid fears is that I have a fear of... like bad thunderstorms.
What?
I have a fear of lightning.
Really?
Because I always feel like I'm going to be that unlucky person that gets struck down by God.
So you think lightning is being struck down by God?
I feel like he's just going to just right at me.
Really?
Yeah. And I also just, I don't like bad thunderstorms because when I was younger, I was in the shower one day during a bad thunderstorm and the electricity went out.
The lights went out.
And I was running around naked.
That's not right.
In the dark. And all I hear is thunder and I see lightning through the windows and I hear wind and rain and a bunch of other crap. And I was scared to death. It was horrible.
I'm sorry.
And when the power came back on, I was butt naked on my mom's lap.
Covered in soaking wet.
Yep.
Yeah, I've had that same experience too when I was a little guy.
I also have, I'm one of those weird people that like, that not like, but it's like kind of like a habit to where I'm scared of heights, but I want to go on a bunch of these like rides and stuff that look fun, but they're really up high.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm going to be that person that gets unlucky and the ride breaks down.
Of course. You'll be that one out of 100 million rounds that roller coaster or whatever makes, and it'd be the one that you
haven't you heard what happened to Six Flags like yesterday? I think
no,
they're,
please scoop me. I'm not aware.
Roller coaster thing. I wasn't really paying attention to what it was,
mm-hmm.
But my friend posted this thing that said that a roller coaster in Six Flags broke down. Like it was going, it just like flipped off of it.
That's not right.
Yeah,
it's not supposed to do that. You sure it wasn't part of the ride?
I'm positive.
Okay.
My friend said that she was just on that ride when it happened. Like, she was at, right after she got off, it happened.
She was there.
Yeah, she was there when it happened.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
And it's, what, did it just derail? It just, like, came off
the
tracks or something?
Yeah, it's one of those roller coasters.
Oh, I
like
remember something about that now.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Okay, so yeah, I could, and they have been breaking down. And of course, you know, it's very well documented that people do pass away on some rides when they get flipped out of it.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever seen that one video of that lady, I think her name is Cheryl, or whatever, and she gets on that little slingshot ride where it's like a ball and two people get in it, they crank it down, and then they fire you up into the air.
Yeah.
And there's this kid that almost slips out of the harness on that ride, and the girl that he's with, I don't know if it's his mom or some type of sponsor or whoever, and the ride goes up, and it's one of those rides where they have the camera on you, mm-hmm. and he's literally slipping out of the ride. Now, he's a portly kid. You know, he could host Fat Guy Radio Show, but he's a porky kid, so he's slipping out, and the lady next to him is just dying laughing, thinking that, you know, he's just joking around and having fun, but he literally was about to slip out of that ride on wherever it is. I don't know. I'll have to find it on YouTube or something, but it's a funny video, but the kid was extremely terrified.
I'd be terrified too.
And that's not a fear of mine, but that's one of the reasons why I don't get on those rides,
because I don't get
it would
rides.
Be my luck that I would get the seat that the seat belt unlatches, or get the, you know, it'd be that one extra jerk on the ride that flings me out to the left, and then you don't know what's, you know, yeah. there. So yeah, I feel you. I feel you on that ride thing.
Yeah.
But that's why I don't get on the rides.
There's also this new ride, this water slide that just opened up in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the, don't get mad at me if I pronounce it wrong, the Varrock. It's German.
The Varrock?
The tallest water slide in the world.
You can't say that, but you can say Acura Toyota.
Akira Toriyama.
Oh, you can say that. Oh,
I watch TFS a lot, and at the beginning of every episode, they say that name, so I kind of memorized it.
Well, we're going to have to get you a little bit more American history, because you know a lot about Japanimation.
Japanimation, and I only watched, technically, I've only watched 3 Japanimation shows.
Sure.
I really only care about the 3 of them.
You keep watching those. I'll watch American Nation.
Have fun with your Family Feud.
I will have fun with my Family Feud.
No one likes Family. I love Family Feud.
I'm about to say, you love Family Feud. Who doesn't like Family Feud? All right, so the fears.
I just seriously feel like I'm going to be that one ugly. I'm going to be that one ugly person that gets launched out of
ugly
the ride.
Ugly people do deserve to be launched out of... No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry. Your producer
Someone's
is ugly.
Ugly to everyone. That was so mean.
Well, he screwed up the commercial bit. You don't play my show on a kid's show.
While you're here.
While I'm here. He was probably just doing that to appease me. And it was wrong because there's words in there.
Brown noser.
That we haven't used, that are not allowed on Little Fell Radio.
Yeah.
You should have played that bit.
I'm sorry for all you little people. I'm pretty sure a lot of the kids today have probably heard that word and used it a couple of times in
I'm
their
sure
life.
That they do, but we try not to promote that on Little Fell Radio. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, kids. We totally don't support that. So go out there and buy a big bottle of beer and just drink it down.
Yeah, big bottle of beer. And then please email Little Fellow Radio Show at where you bought that beer, because we will shut every last one of those stores down.
Yeah.
That sold beer to a little fella. But yeah, no, your producer's not ugly. I shouldn't do that because your producer's only 9. I'm kidding.
May it's act like a 9-year-old.
It's one of the interns. But fears, I do have the fears of those rides. I don't do rides. Mainly, you know, I mean, we're being honest here on Little Fall Radio, right? I mainly don't do rides because, you know, I got a little bit of a weight problem. I can't fit in them.
I remember when we went to Disneyland and
yes.
This friend of yours, I went on a roller coaster with her.
Mm-hmm.
And, the thing that goes down over you that you can hold on to
right.
wouldn't go down all the
of
way.
Of course not.
And her excuse was, well, you were in a roller coaster with a fat person.
That's right. There it is. Oh, boy. I don't get on those rides because I don't fit. They tell you can, but I don't fit. When we went to Disneyland, and I think you talked about your Disneyland vacations last week on your show.
Yep.
We went to Disneyland on... We got on the Indiana Jones ride.
We went on there once, and every other time we tried to get on, it broke down.
It did. But no, were you on it when I went on it? Were
yes.
you with? Okay, we got on it, and the big boulder was following us, and we drove through some dude's eye. That was really cool. But it was still, again, then I couldn't concentrate on the full ride because I was trying to concentrate on making sure that that little Jeep was fat guy proof. Because I was afraid I was going to fly out of it. I really was. I was like, oh, no.
I'm not exactly. I don't really think that that boulder was real.
No, it was it was animation, not Japanimation.
I'm pretty sure some Japan people made it.
Nobody Japan made it. It's Disneyland. It's in California, close to Japan, but not quite. Maybe a little bit. I don't know. What day is it?
It's Friday the 13th. No, it's the 11th.
It's the 11th. But yeah. No, I you can't. Chubbos don't do well on rides like that because we will fly out and probably Chubbos. I mean, maybe that's one of my little weird quirky fears that we talked about is the fact that maybe I have a fear of being, you know, all chubbinated. You know what I mean? Like when we go like go-kart racing. I can't fit in those things.
I want to go go-kart racing.
Can you
so
imagine
bad.
Me trying to get in the go-kart and it'd be a little scene of me trying to get in there. And then getting in is not the problem.
Getting out.
The problem is getting out because those things are low to the ground. And, you know, chubby people, fat people, we don't get low to the ground unless we're dying. Unless we're dying, that's the only time we get low to the ground. Other than that, not for fun. We don't want to do that for fun. There's nothing fun about that. And then we got to call all of you little people over there.
Come help us, we're dying.
We got to call little people over there to try to peel our big chubbo butts up off the ground.
Get and the that, butter.
That's not a good look. Nobody wants that.
You can't get out of it. Okay, you could just stay in that car for the whole time.
Yeah, did you guys leave us there? You go running off in with your little selves, and you go running off and you leave the fat people on the ground.
We'll go get you the butter so we can get you up.
Butter isn't going to get us up. This is going to make us hungry.
You probably just eat it all. We're trying to help you, but it's so yummy.
Stop eating the butter. Stop eating the butter. I'm trying. The butter is here to save you, Corey.
Don't eat it.
Stop eating it. Somebody get me some toast. I want some. Give me some toast.
Don't forget to toast it.
He's ate all the butter, so now we have to get some grease. Well, okay, somebody give me some chicken.
Just get the lard and pour it in him.
Yeah, my goodness. Yeah, but you guys, that's why fat people, we don't do rides. We can't do rides like that.
I like that transition from all funny and everything. You just back to normal.
I know. It's because the joke was over. That's what you call a radio professional. I'm a professional here.
That's what you call Bus Cullington. Where the vibe just ends instantly.
The vibe was over. You want me to keep going? I ain't got no more jokes. I'm out of jokes. I can't tell my kind of
Muffin
jokes.
Muffin button.
I can't tell my kind of jokes on this show. The show is too little. Well, according to what your producer played earlier, I might as well just go ahead and just roll it out.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
See?
Muffin button!
Okay, can you explain this to me? I listen to your show. I listen to your show religiously. And I don't mean to derail your show on fears. But what's the story behind Muffin Button? And why do I feel that it's somewhat tied to Japanimation and Acura Toyota?
Because the thing that I got Muffin Button from was a group called Team Four Star who made their own parodies of the Japanimation Dragon Ball Z.
Japanimation. So it all comes back to Japanimation, Acura Toyota.
Toriyama, Funimation, Fuji TV. Wait.
Fuji isn't TV, it's a water.
Funimation, Toy Animation, Fuji TV, and Akira Toriyama.
Oh, it's Fiji TV. It's
Fuji!
Fiji is Fuji. Water. Fiji's water, isn't it? Fuji is a vacation spot.
Whatever.
It's an island.
Whatever.
I'm sorry. All right. So that's where the muffin button came from because muffin. It was a little. Yeah, because you guys love your little muffin button thing at the end of the show.
Muffin button.
You and Sydney and your little muffin buttons.
Don't forth. Bring up Disneyland Trader. She went without me, too.
She went without you to
that's
Disneyland?
That's the worst part is that she went without me to Disneyland. She's gone there at least several times. I've gone there once. I've gone to the happiest place on earth once. And I wasn't too happy at the end.
No.
I wasn't happy during it.
Oh, gosh. Well, it was a different time, and it was a group of people, and you were a little, you were a lot younger, mm-hmm. right? So you could probably have to go at, like, I think you're at a good age to go again now.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
I am not thinking what
company
you're thinking.
Company retreat!
Company retreat.
Pack your bags.
Nah. Company retreat, because then that means, if we do a company retreat, does that mean I have to take my producer, Philippius?
And nah, he can just hear, he can stay here and clean up the studio.
That's what we have interns for. You guys don't have interns, we have interns.
Oh, are we getting ripped off now?
Yes, you are. Do we have to take Dite?
I don't know who Dite is.
You don't know who Dite is? He's on my show.
I try to avoid a lot of people on your show. They're weird.
They are weird. They are definitely, especially the host of Fat Guy Radio Show. That's
one. No, I think he's probably the most normalest one.
He is the coolest daddy-o, yo. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Don't do that.
Didn't work?
Nope.
Sorry, I tried. But company retreat to Disneyland, that's probably a negative no. BDB Radio Network can't afford that. I'm sorry. You know what? Maybe if you went in there with your little cute face.
Send donations.
But Sydney did go off to your Disneyland, and you can't have an attitude against that.
Yes, I can. Oh. I can have an attitude against anything.
Okay, clearly.
It's just the logic of it.
I guess so. But she'll be back next week, or whenever you guys tape another show again, right?
Next week.
Yeah, there you go.
So unless the studio burns down.
No, God, please don't say that. That'd be scary.
I know. I put it in the universe. It's probably going to happen.
No. So you have the muffin button came from the Acura Toyota Japanimation.
Again, with the racial slur.
I don't know what it's called. I know what animation is. I know what Viacom is.
Just put Japan in front of the animation.
I watched Hoodwink the other week.
Hoodwink. That was a Japanimation.
That was not a Japanimation.
What do you think makes the Disney movies?
Viacom, what is that? Not Viacom. Play-Doh. What is that company called? Pixar. Pixar is what it's called.
And who do you think runs Pixar?
Apple.
Then every movie would suck if Apple created it.
Oh, see, that's just wrong, kid.
Apple just lost $3,000 because I said that.
Yeah, Apple's not worried about losing $3,000 when it's a multi-billion-dollar organization.
Samsung's coming to beat their butt, though.
Yeah, they're kind of coming up in the game a little bit on the technology end. I'm here to tell you that. I agree. But Apple finally...
You said butt.
It's definitely a teenager show.
I had to do what you said.
You really did. I understand. You know, but...
But.
Yeah, sorry.
But.
But. Ooh.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Booty, booty, booty.
All right.
Fish tank?
Fish tank.
Fish tank.
Apple is losing on their technology. I can agree with you on that.
Yeah, yes.
Because they just barely...
Released
a watch. Lunch. A lunch? They just barely released lunch? They just barely released a watch.
A watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see what's happening.
I see what's
right
happening
now.
Right
I'm
now.
Not going for it.
I'm not
for
going
it.
For it.
Because this is not fair. Stop mocking me. Stop mocking me.
Serious face.
You can't do serious face. This is radio.
Serious face.
This is radio.
Serious face.
Where's that muffin button?
Muffin button.
No serious face anymore.
Blink. I got a muffin.
You did.
If only I had a muffin right here. Just muffin button. Boop.
I told my Twitter people that I was going to make you squeak today. Oh, there you go. Consider that a win. I made you squeak. But anyway, I
squeak like the rats inside of Kourtney Kardashian's house.
Ooh, Kourtney Kardashian has rats?
Yeah, she won't move into her house because she has rats.
I didn't know anything about this. What's the storyline behind this?
Kourtney Kardashian, her boyfriend, Scott, moved into this wonderful new house, mm-hmm. but she doesn't want to move furniture in because it has rats. As far as her boyfriend's concerned, it only has one. She's convinced that there is a million of them living inside the walls.
Let me ask you a question, if I may.
No, I do not watch the Kardashians on my free time. I just glance and watch
them. I understand,
them
but
with
do
my
you,
mom.
But do you think they should even be famous? What do they do?
Create entertainment for lonely women.
Well, I guess you summed it up right there. Good night from the minds of a child.
Especially for women who have nothing better to do on their Sunday nights.
So it's just for Yentas just sitting around the house, just with nothing else to do.
No, that's the Real Housewives of whatever country or state they're in.
What is going on with TV?
I think there's Real Housewives of Atlanta, Orange County, Miami?
I don't know. I don't spend that much time in front of the television.
It's funny. They have a show for every other state, but you never see a show for Arizona.
Because Arizona's boring. Arizona's got one or two good things. Oh, three good things.
The Grand Canyon?
No.
Downtown Phoenix?
Nope.
And I would say the sports teams, but...
Nope, not them either. They got three things. Arizona has three things going for it.
Monsoon?
No.
Dust storms?
Love the monsoon, love the dust storms, but no.
The heat?
Nope, sorry. That's not the answer we're looking for.
Good little, entertainment?
Nope. Little Fella Radio, Fat Guy Radio Show, and Full Court Press Radio.
Two of those shows just got free publicity.
On your show?
Yep. Looks like we got to get a little paid.
Little people can go listen to Full Court Press Radio.
If they feel like listening to crappy people talk about sports when they joke off.
Oh, why would you say that about Ryan Scott?
Oh, look it, we just got our first donation. Thank you, Andrew Heflick Manley, for donating $1 to the Disneyland Foundation. Thank you.
It's interactive.
We love you.
It's interactive instant radio. Someone just slipped a dollar bill to you through the internets.
Muffin button.
So Kim Kardashian doesn't want to move into her house
because
there's Kourtney Kardashian. There's Khloe Kardashian.
Kourtney. Kourtney, Khloe, Kim. Kourtney, Khloe, Kim. Who is married to Kanye West.
Oh, God. I forgot this is a teen show. Mm. I don't know who any of those people are. I don't want to know who any of those people are. Is it even worth me finding out who they are?
Kanye West, yes.
Who is Kanye? Is he one of those rap singers? I don't know anything about Kanye West either.
So, have you heard that smart water really makes blondes dumber?
That, ladies and gentlemen, is what you call a Little Fella Radio topic deflection. No, smart water doesn't make dumb people stupid.
It makes blondes stupid because they believe that it makes you smarter.
Oh. I don't know anything about that. Oh, wow. Good night, Jesus. All right, I'm sorry.
Night, night, Jesus. Sleep tight. Don't let the heaven bedbugs bite.
Are there bedbugs in heaven?
Oh, God. That reminded me of a topic I want to talk about.
Okay, bring it up.
Religion these days have gotten so out of control.
The who?
Religion these days have gotten so out of control that Pepsi put the Pledge of Allegiance on their cans and left out Under God. Commercials that used to have to deal with Christianity or heaven and all that can't have those anymore. And they're trying to take out the Pledge of Allegiance in schools.
Why?
Because of different religions. They don't want to offend people, but they're offending more people by taking out that stuff.
But are the people that are being offended that they're taking it out saying anything about it?
Yes, but they're losing because there's more religions and people that care about their own religions than the people who had their religions on TV in the first place.
It's weird.
It's wired.
It's, I heard, and I'm not sure of this factuality, but removing the under God out of the Pledge of Allegiance was started by one lady. One lady. One lady was unhappy with that in the Pledge of Allegiance on by her kids saying that in school. And that was one of the reasons why it has absolutely...
It's always a woman.
Yeah. And feel free to turn away from the microphone when you clear your throat.
Jesus. Okay.
Jesus, pizza. But I kind of agree with you on that. And back in the day when I was in school, we would have moments of silence, is what they called it.
Mm-hmm.
And you would that would be your moment to either say a prayer to whatever religion you belong to, or just to sit there in solitude. That would be my moment because the moment of silence came at the top of the morning. And that would always make me, I would fall asleep during the moment of silence. Because
it's not kindergarten where you can take a nap.
I know. I loved kindergarten because nap time was fun.
You may not believe this, but in the kindergarten, first, and part of second grade, I was a horrible child.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
Are you sure?
I threw a chair at a pregnant teacher.
She shouldn't have moved.
Maybe, yes.
Maybe
the
you
reason
were...
I got in trouble is because she didn't. I didn't hit her. I mean, I was.
She should have moved. She was in the way of where you were putting the chair.
And then I would fall asleep in class and wake up at the end of the day.
That's okay. It's kindergarten.
And then I hit a teacher.
Okay. Well, now you're kind of crossing the line there. You can't go around hitting the teacher.
Why?
Because teachers aren't hittable. You don't.
Are they edible?
They are. Well, no. You can't go around hitting the teachers, and you can't go around throwing chairs at the teachers, and you sure can't go around. Well, you can throw chairs at them, but they have to move. Right?
No. They have to stay there and take the punishment.
No, you can't punish your teachers. Please don't punish.
They give us so much homework, and they're hurting the environment by cutting down trees. At least give us internet homework, something that would be at least that we would at least enjoy.
No, because if they gave you internet homework, then you would go home and you'd be like, hey, my internet was down.
Beautiful excuse, only they do that at the same time. Oh, I couldn't do this because I had to go to a funeral ever. At my old school, Trailside Point, the number one excuse was I had to go to a funeral.
How many people in y'all families kept dying?
I don't know, but it was always we had to go to a funeral.
Is it safe to say that people should not don't hit your teachers, please. Don't hit your teachers.
I was in first and
you were a mini fella. You were an absolute mini fella, but you were absolutely a mini fella. So you didn't have to, you know, probably didn't know that a chair and the chairs when you're that small, they don't hurt.
No matter what the size is, they still hurt.
No, not really.
I bet these chairs would feel nice and comfy.
Probably so. Oh, again.
Never mind.
She should have ducked.
Duck.
Goose. duck, goose.
Duck.
All right. Are we trying to wrap your show up or what are we doing?
I'm sorry. No, I'm still enjoying the duck thing.
Duck.
Okay, quick game.
Yes.
For the end of the show.
Okay, quick game.
Every time I say, when I say something, you have to say something that's like at least acquainted with the object, okay?
Okay, hold on. I'm going to get some game music here on the little... Okay, explain the rules one more time.
What you have to do, I will say a word, and then you have to say a word that is acquainted with it.
Okay.
So we let's just go back and
let's
forth.
Let's do a practice, okay?
Okay. Dog.
Cat.
Kennel.
Metal. Kennels are made out of metal.
Food.
Eat. Okay, so
starve.
So that's like the game, right? That's
yeah.
Like, okay, let's start the game over. And what is this game called? I'll give it a title. Can I give it a title?
Sure.
This is Word Association on Little Fella Radio. All right, you go, Little Fella. Go first.
All right. Table.
Chair.
Leg.
Floor.
Ground.
Dirt.
Earth.
Flowers.
Grass.
Allergies.
pollen.
Bees.
Flies.
Death.
Alive.
Breathing.
Living.
Dying. God, this is a vicious cycle.
Zombie.
Bullets.
Brains.
What the hell? What does
bullets can hit your brain.
Bullets can hit your brain.
Yes.
Okay.
Continue.
You said brain.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to say.
BT dubs. You cannot repeat the same thing twice.
Oh, okay. BT dubs. Don't know what that means.
By the way.
Oh, by the way. God, I need to listen to more teenage shows. Brain. I'm going to go with hat.
Brain have to deal with hat.
Your brain is inside your skull and a hat goes on your skull.
Fine, skull.
That's not right. I already said that word.
He didn't use
okay,
it as
skull. I'm gonna go with bones.
Skeleton.
Fox television.
ABC television.
Cosby show.
The Andy Griffith show.
Ron Howard Productions.
That's not fair. I don't know what Ron Howard production
Ron
was.
Ron Howard was Opie on the Andy Griffith Show. Winner!
Ah, you suck.
I'm the winner!
Only because your information is outdated.
And I'm old. Right?
Okay, folks.
That was a fun game. I like playing that game. I would play it on Fat Guy Radio Show, but I can't because Philippius and Jake wouldn't get it.
If anyone was listening live, go to our Facebook page and tell me if you were literally playing along with us.
Yeah, because I probably goofed that. And I had a cheat sheet. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I would.
Ooh. I was coming off the top of my head. I got you with the Cosby Show and but you did good with the network, with the TV networks and stuff.
Oh, I was gonna say CBS next, but you ruined it.
I'm sorry. I that's what I do. I ruin the bits. But that was fun. I want to play that again. Man, I had a lot of fun being on your show.
Yeah, I'm glad that you enjoyed it.
Yeah, you got to do your whole clothes read by yourself now. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, because Sydney
is in Disneyland.
Well, actually, she's in Arizona on her way back.
Oh, she's
if not already back.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you for having me on your show, buddy.
I'm glad that you were here.
It was a lot of fun.
Yes. Okay, folks. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. Don't let your parents get upset about spending so much money. Show them how to save some by shopping Amazon through LittleFellaRadio.com today. LittleFellaRadio cannot be rebroadcasted without the written consent from an authorized representative of BDB Radio Network. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at LittleFellaRadio.com. Oh, my bad. On Twitter at LittleFellaRadio. And you can always watch us do the show live via Ustream on LittleFellaRadio.com. We post when we go live on our Facebook page. Thank you for joining us for another Little Fella Radio. I'm AJ, and we'll see you next time. Stay safe and have a Muffin Button Day.
Muffin Button!